105.5 FM, AM 1430, The King, AM 1010. This is Tamika Nicole for another episode of The Voice on The King. I am so excited to be back with you all this week. We just experienced Giving Tuesday, Thanksgiving. We are still in the gifting mode since it is the month of December. I want to bring on someone very special to me today. I want to highlight a nonprofit organization that is in the community that's engaging and empowering to women with the overall view of women improving ourselves. In order for us to continue to improve ourselves, of course, we're continuing to improve within the community and the women that we fellowship with. I want to take this time and introduce Dr. Natasha Cameron to the listeners of The Voice on The King. Welcome on, Natasha. How are you?
Hi, Tamika Nicole. I am doing well. How are you?
I am amazing. It is so good to have you on. I'm excited to have you here because we have a special event coming up with Cameron's Angels. I am happy to announce the upcoming event that Dr. Natasha Cameron has coming up with Cameron's Angels, her organization. We're going to get into a little bit more about the organization. I want to share that we have the Gift of Sisterhood Brunch Derby Experience finale coming up. We are the media partners for this Sisterhood Brunch. I am the host of the brunch as well, so I'm grateful that you have invited 105.5 The King and myself to be a part of the Sisterhood Brunch. Natasha, thank you so much.
Absolutely. You know, anything that I do, I'm calling on 105.5 The King and Tamika Nicole.
I certainly appreciate it. So, Dr. Natasha Cameron, you have got to share with our listeners a little bit more about you. Who is Dr. Natasha Cameron?
Dr. Natasha Cameron is a servant leader, for one. I'm a serial entrepreneur, the founder of Thomas Williams Management, the only African-American woman-owned GDOT certified community association management company in the Atlanta metropolitan area. We also have offices in North Carolina and in the DMV, District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia, for those that may not know that acronym. I'm also a published author, a certified business coach, a recipient of a doctorate in business philosophy, and also a recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award.
I just want to know if all my listeners are snapping with me, okay? Like, oh my gosh, Dr. Natasha Cameron, you do such a great deal of things. You certainly are an expression of you being a servant leader to everyone around you, even yourself. I mean, you have had to have passion and purpose for yourself for you to achieve all those accolades and to be involved in all these things that you're involved in for yourself.
Absolutely. I'm going to actually say, though, my drive is really my children. Like, leaving a legacy for my children's children's children has been like my number one drive. Like, I don't want them to get it out the mud. I don't want them to hustle, you know, forever. So it's just been something that was instilled in me. And honestly, thinking back to the entrepreneurial journey from my dad, it was probably instilled in me from him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've just been doing what I got to do to make sure that this legacy is a legacy.
Legacy, legacy, legacy. With that being said, Dr. Natasha Cameron, I have to ask you, can you share a little bit about Cameron's Angels? I would just only assume that that is one of your passions, one of your purposes, because it is a nonprofit organization from my understanding. I'm sure you're going to share with the listeners a little bit more about Cameron's Angels.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cameron's Angels was founded in 2012 as the nonprofit for my for-profit. Initially, I started as a way to give back to the community through events like my book bag drives, my Thanksgiving dinner drives, which we just had, which was another successful year, 6 years going, and holiday gift giving. In 2018, I really found my passion in helping women entrepreneurs through like mentorship, support, and the gift of sisterhood. And I just said, you know what? I really want to be able to help women grow and scale their business, give them information, educate, empower, but also still ensure that we are able to provide resources and opportunities to families in marginalized areas in our community. So it's like a twofold thing. We want to highlight these women in entrepreneurship, but we also want to still give in the community.
So it's like there's a group of women that are being highlighted because they have decided themselves to come and be a part of this organization, but what you do is give back to the community with all of these ladies. You all are engaging in things based upon the community aspect and continuing to reach one so that you can teach one, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Anything that we see that we can be involved in that is community-based, whether it's, you know, food drives or cleaning the community or Meals on Wheels or, you know, going to the schools and being a part of their entrepreneurial events to help kids decide which career paths they want, like anything like that, then that's kind of where we, you know, we jump in. And I try to align myself with like or better-minded women who's interested in doing those same types of things.
So this takes me into your upcoming event. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Absolutely. The Gift of Sisterhood brunch started in 2018, where I kind of partnered with another woman in the community. We just got together and had a brunch the first year. The second year, we kind of branched off and did our own thing. I kind of kept up with the Gift of Sisterhood brunch. And basically, what I wanted to do was highlight women that I noticed was going above and beyond doing their thing, whether it was a rising star or someone who had like a major accomplishment. You know, they purchased a home or they graduated from school. And I started acknowledging them, giving them awards. We would have a brunch. And then over the years, I just kind of beefed it up where we would have some type of talent, you know, whether it was a singer or a violinist. And this year is the finale because earlier this year, we were given a proclamation for the work that we do in the community on March 14th, which is also Women's Month. And so I decided that it's kind of better to just have one major event in the year versus trying to break it up and have multiple events during the year.
Everything you do, Natasha, is so grand. And every event that you have a host of women who are influential in the community. And I believe that it's okay to organize an event once a year. And I'm happy to be able to be a part of the finale. And I want to know, can the listeners be a part of this event? Are tickets available? Is it a closed event? Is it an open event?
It's absolutely an open event. All women, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are climbing the corporate ladder or 9 to 5 or a stay-at-home mom, because that is probably one of the most thankless jobs, you're invited to attend. We want to celebrate all of the women. So if you're interested, tickets are still online at camerasangels.org.
I mean, I am highly excited about this event. I enjoy myself connecting with like-minded women. Also, just the fact of being able to embrace other ladies, just share the beauty of being together to empower one another. I believe that that is the bond when it comes to sisterhood, just being able to come together and encourage each other. And I know one of the things for sure that you'll do, you'll have something that's very engaging for us when it comes to activities and on how we build our relationships with each other. And I believe that if you do not know about Cameron's Angels and all the things that Dr. Natasha Cameron does, you definitely want to stay connected. How can the listeners stay connected with Cameron's Angels beyond the Gift of Sisterhood?
You can check us out on our website, camerasangels.org, or Instagram _ Cameron's Angels. Or you can also support us by visiting our website at camerasangels.org and going to the donate tab. Your generosity helps with us to be able to support women entrepreneurs, contribute to the Theodore Ted Thomas Scholarship, which empowers future leaders providing educational opportunities, fund our book bag drive, sponsor the Thanksgiving dinner drive, and much, much more. Anything that we do in the community. So donating, following us on social media, going to our website, signing up for our newsletters. Those are the ways to keep in contact with us.
Well, you all have heard the voice of Dr. Natasha Cameron, founder of Cameron's Angels, and we are excited that we are having the Gift of Sisterhood Brunch Derby experience. Dr. Natasha Cameron, I am currently in search of one of the most extravagant derby style hats.
We need you to get into theme and wear the derby hat.
Yes, because I'm trying to be in full attire on derby style. I've never been to the Kentucky Derby, so this weekend in Conyers, Georgia, I am going to the derby experience with Cameron's Angels, okay? You all gotta get into it and log on to Cameron's Angels CamerasAngels.org so that you can get a ticket to join us, because we would love to have you there. All women, all ladies, you are all invited, all walks of life. We would be happy to see you. So thank you so much, Dr. Natasha Cameron, for your time. Thank you so much to my listeners for joining in for another episode of The Voice on the King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, exclusively here on 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.